When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
And it is brought to you by the John Schuster Group at Coldwell Banker Real Estate, Mike Max. Mike Max is my friend. I want to say that from the bottom of my heart. Mike, I hope you have a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday with
Same
your children.
Same to you. And, you know, I know that you always safety first, but I love watching a good snowfall around Christmas.
Oh,
I'm
it's
watching
so
a good
pretty,
snowfall
isn't it?
Right now. Yeah.
It really does. So... just to let folks know, because you're a TV guy and I'm a former TV girl.
Yep.
Joel Thurston, our friend.
Yep.
Is in the studio right now in the station.
Cool.
And he's shooting a few pictures and asking me questions about my car accident that got me to find out
story.
I had cancer. I hate that word so much. Don't you hate that
me
word?
Hate the word. Hate the
hate
word. Hate the
word. But it gave me, you know. Had they not found this little bugger on the right side, that I might have gotten a lot sicker and had a much worse diagnosis. If this thing had grown and I would have had a stage four, I'd be... That freaks me out,
amazing
too.
Story. Chris, I was pitching this story yesterday at our meeting for TV. And I said, and of course, most everybody knows who you are there or knows you personally.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't know. And it was just like, jaws dropped. It's like, wow.
I know. That's
and
what
so
I said.
Then,
Yeah,
so then we brought a camera over today, so we're going to do this story on Channel 4 as well on Susie's life and what's happened in this episode. And it's, you know, it's hope and it's, you know, it's
unbelievable.
You believe in lots of stuff
and
wrapped into one,
you know,
Susie.
Me.
But we're praying for you, most importantly.
And Mike, you know that I believe in God with all my heart.
Yes, you do.
And I have been sober by the grace of God for many years. And I keep thinking I must not be done yet.
No, and what you've told me is just like, hey, I got to relax it because I know this. I'm not in charge here.
Not in
I'm giving it up, and it's like it's just so encouraging to hear you say things like that. It's like if you can be at where you're at and still say that, I mean, that's pretty powerful.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I appreciate it. Well, on to sports news. So we've got – what did we not talk about? We talked about the
We
Vikings.
Didn't talk about the Wild.
Okay, yeah, because – hey, did you ever hear Dr. Osterholm said about – hockey? Did you hear?
Yeah,
him
I told
talk?
You that story.
Oh, you told me that story.
No, Jonesy. Those treatments are having an effect.
Here, I want to give that to Ostrom. You did, but that's That's a very interesting. Now I'm actually blushing.
Well, I'll tell it again real quickly. Yeah. This was near the onset. I don't know if it changes with Omicron or, you know, and I'm saying maybe the variants. I don't know if this changes though, but I remember early on talking about the different sports. And for whatever reason, I thought hockey would be less vulnerable to the virus. And he said, no, more vulnerable because the virus can live in colder conditions, almost like refrigeration, and the boards go up. And so there's not much cross ventilation on a hockey rink. So therefore that air stays within the confines of the hockey rink that you play on, which would make you more vulnerable. Now, I don't know if that's changed at all with this variant, but I remember thinking, you know, that does make sense. But for some reason, I always thought if it's cold, it kills a virus. And I don't know why I thought that. I never had any reason for that, but it doesn't.
No. And so hockey, I mean, it's interesting, though, is hockey being more affected than the football or basketball? Or, I mean, we're not in baseball right now, but, you know, it would be curious to see where the counts are, the case counts.
Yeah. But percentages, yep.
Yeah, but yep. Now,
basketball is getting their fair share. The Wolves have 5 now, and that's more than the Wild have had this year for sure, although several NHL teams are in a different spot. But, yeah, it's a everybody's affected. Obviously, the difference now is that they have a different procedure, a different way of handling it, maybe shorter stays out. I mean, the truth is that these world-class athletes bounce back from it pretty quick. I mean, that's not the problem. It's just how quickly can you get them back and it's still safe, you know?
Yeah, and Hammer brought up a point earlier I don't know when it was, 2 hours ago, about being able to reschedule everything and having it all work out. Well, and if things have to get pushed from here and with concerts now scheduled for certain places, right?
Oh, yeah, it gets complicated real quick. And then you get the Olympics in there, right? And what's going to happen with the Olympics? And do these athletes still want to participate in the Olympics right now?
Right.
Hockey players, etc. They called off the USA-Canada women's game last night, which was just an exhibition over at Xcel Energy Center. But, you know, a lot of people think that's a preview of the gold medal game if it plays out as such in the Olympics. They canceled that yesterday, although that's probably pretty, you know, that had no bearing or meaning on anything. It was just an exhibition. So aside from the gate money that they lost, probably a good decision. So the place that is least affected are the high schools. And I've been asked why that is. Why are they least affected at the high schools in terms of, you know, there's 400 games every week being played, more than that probably in Minnesota between hockey and basketball and wrestling and all those things. Well, there's a couple things you got to remember. Number one is they don't get tested. They don't have the methodology or the money to get tested on a regular basis. So we don't really know, you know, what's moved through there and moved on. And, you know, was it a cold? Was it whatever? We really don't know. And so the high schools have been not independent of, and certainly they've got guidelines they watch closely, but it is a whole different part of the pun ball game than the college and professional where they're being tested all the time.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, listen, this is it for me. This is my last morning show with you this week. Maybe I don't have
anything
week, schedule.
Yep.
Maybe we'll get time next week, but please have fun. Love your kids.
You too.
Up. Give your wife a nice kiss and be nice to her. And whatever she says to do, do that. Like, even though you're annoyed, don't be annoyed.
I'm out of here, man. I'm going to go to the health club right now. Then I can avoid that whole.
Oh, you are the worst.
No. Hey, I appreciate you, though, Jonesy.
Right,
you're a great friend, and we're praying for you every day.
Okay, have a great morning.
You too.
Mike Max with us on News Talk 830 WCCO. Traffic and weather next.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.